if we like what we hear, we'll get you in. And that is exactly what we've done. We've got Brian Spence, Debbie McKenna and Stuart Irving in the studio tonight. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hi, Michelle.
So how are you all doing?
Well, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Got a sore throat, but we're okay.
So we've got a couple of Scottish accents in there. You know, obviously not from around these parts.
No, I'm from Dundee. Stuart is from Dundee, and Brian's from Edinburgh. So yes, we kind of made our way down here.
And Debbie, you're not from around here either, are you?
No, I'm an East Ender.
True East End girl, born in, what was it, within the Bow Bells, is that what they say?
Well, they say that, but I think anyone that's from Bethnal Green or Rutland Road just classes themselves as an East Ender these days.
So. Or Walford.
Oh, Walford, is it as far as that?
Yeah, Queen Vic and all that lot. Yeah. We love the CD, there's some brilliant tracks on there. Having had a listen to it a couple of times, very Fleetwood Mac-ish, I think, some of the songs. Is that your influence, a bit Stevie Nicks there kind of sound to your voice?
I was actually I used to listen to them quite a lot, and I think it's brought that out in me.
You guys have been around for quite some time in the music industry, but together, not for an awful long time. So how did you guys meet up?
We got together last year. Debbie and I have been, Brian, as we've been playing together for quite a long time. Mm. And Stuart and I started writing songs together. We were getting such a good reaction to that. Then Bill, didn't you? Mm. Mm. And then we decided to make it a three-piece. Yeah.
So do you do it, is it just for the fun of it, or is it what you guys just you want to do, you want to forge a career?
We're all professional musicians anyway, you know, we do gig live, this is a project that we've really sort of sunk our energies into, and we see this is definitely the way forward for us to go, you know, with the Wish.
So is there any chance that we'll be catching you guys at a gig around these parts before too long?
We're hoping that we can start doing some gigs down there. I mean, our management are checking out venues for us, live gigs down here. And if any of the people who are listening to the show are up in London at all, because we do a regular songwriters night first Tuesday of every month. And if you check our website, which is www.the-wish.com, and they can check on the website and see where we're gigging and things. But
we're trying to get a couple of songwriters nights down here, a couple of acoustic nights down here. So if they check the website, they'll be able to see that.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll of course let our listeners know. We're going to play a track off the album then called Postcards. Postcards from Spain. Now, it's one of those songs you listen to and you just kind of wish that you were in Spain, really, weren't you? I was sat in traffic today listening to this thinking, what am I doing? Stuck on the M3 listening to this song. So who wrote this song?
Well, we wrote it together, yeah.
Mm. What was the inspiration?
I think the inspiration was just the fact we were sitting in the house, we're writing, it's pouring down rain outside, and we're thinking, wouldn't it be nice if we were in Spain doing this? And it just came from that, and we started thinking of someone in that situation falling in love with someone abroad. She goes back to England, and she used to make do with the phone in the factory in Manchester.
In Manchester,
getting on the bus, at 7:30 in the morning. Yeah.
It's one of those songs you listen to. I think wherever you are, you can relate to it in some kind of way. Because yeah. I was stuck in traffic, feeling fed up, thinking Spain.
And you booked yourself a holiday, didn't you?
Yes, I saw a cheap flight on the internet and booked it. Mm. Right, well, we're going to hear that right now. It's The Wish from the album Postcards. It's Postcards from Spain on Wave 105.